It's early morning here, and I'm on Balabhadra Prabhu's farm. This is Balabhadra Prabhu, who is in charge of the International Society for Cow Protection, and whose farm is just adjoining New Vrindavan. Actually, this was the Bahulavan farm of New Vrindavan, which was sold off, and he purchased. And I'm staying here with Niranjan Maharaj. He's next door. And it's been a nice experience being here. I haven't been in New Vrindavan for 23 years. Long, long time. And it's such a wonderful project, such an enormous project, aside from agriculture, because here agriculture is somewhat limited. It's so hilly. There's no real flat land or large tracts of flat land other than for gardening to actually really grow large crops. But it's a beautiful area. The project itself is really so vast, so huge. This is where I drew so much of my inspiration from New Vrindavan. And Prabhupada's palace is inside. It's very nice outside. It's really weathered. It requires a lot of maintenance. Anyway, the main reason we came was for the 24-hour kirtan, which is what it was. It was 24 hours of kirtan, and I didn't take part in the full 24 hours because then I thought that I would not be able to meet with many of the other devotees who I did manage to meet with, old acquaintances and devotees who would come to visit here. Kirtan was really nice. I participated in it on the Saturday morning, and then in the afternoon, late afternoon, from about 5 till midnight, different devotees led. Yes, there were sannyasis, Radhanath Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj sang, myself also, but I think the highlight was with some of the younger devotees, the Gurukulis, some devotees like Ananta Govinda, who came from New York along with the New York Kirtan group, and his sister Achyuta Gopi. Of course, Madhava was here, and other devotees like Vishwambar Prabhu. It was really wonderful. And for me, again, it was devotees of different age groups from different parts of the world, some from England, some from Canada, most from America, some even with the devotees of doing different services, and even sometimes different ideologies or ways to approach Krishna consciousness. But when it came to chanting Hare Krishna, everyone was of one mind. It was only one thing to do, Kirtaniya Shada Hari. And New Vrindavan temple room, in which Radha Vrindavan Chandra are the presiding deities. They are very beautiful, nicely taken care of. And other deities here, Lord Jagannath and Gornitai and Srinathji and Prahlad Nishinga. And the temple room is real large temple room. I felt it's, if one wanted a large temple room, which for me is always sort of risky, because large temple rooms are really useful on festivals because they can accommodate so many devotees, but at non-festival times, then they're very cavernous with smaller numbers of devotees for a morning program. Anyway, for the festival, that was really good. There was lots of place for devotees to chant, for men and ladies to dance at the same time. And I led kirtan from 8 to 10, about 10 minutes after we started, then the power went out. So that means for quite a while there was no sound until someone brought a battery-driven sound system. And we just continued like that. It was nice. It was wonderful chanting before the deities by candlelight. And the previous evening, Friday, I spent some time with Roma Padmaraj, Adhikara Prabhu, and some other devotees speaking about they wanted to know about New Brijadam, its constitution and principles, and particularly what advice you'd have if Harikarta Prabhu and his wife Uchira were thinking of devoting their energies to reviving Gita Nagari, which is not far away, only about a 4 or 5 hour drive from here, a place where Srila Prabhupada wanted to come in his final days to make Varnashram happen. So we spoke for quite a few hours at that time. And also there was a patrons dinner here and spoke about the same subject to the patrons: self-sufficiency, sustainability, the importance of developing our farming communities. And yesterday afternoon I spent the afternoon going around and seeing Balabhadra Prabhu's farm here, his cows and oxen, beautiful garden, and just the area that he's working on and developing here. It's really very inspiring to see how such a senior devotee, so dedicated to fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire for protecting the cows and engaging the bulls, something which is really very much neglected within our society. And we spoke at length about inspiring this mission, which is really neglected in one sense, although everyone agrees that living in cities is more and more of a risky thing, something which compromises our principles, our Krishna consciousness, the ideal way of life, simple living and high thinking. And yet for many people, just because it's out of sight, out of mind, something that they don't practice, it's an area of commitment that very few are committed to, and that's something that you read about, talk about, that's nice in principle, but really distant in practice. So his whole family, his good wife Chaya, Devi Dasi, and daughter Lakshmi, the real gopas and gopis. And then now I'm just preparing to do puja and then pack up and go back to Canada, stay there with my mother and cousin for till next Monday, and then go back to Hungary. It was a very nice experience being here. I had an opportunity to meet with many acquaintances, other devotees who I haven't seen for a long, long time. And I learned quite a bit, heard quite a bit. In fact, I received some pawpaw seeds from Soma Prabhu, which he's sending for New Brijadam. And I'm also collecting in Toronto some cherry seeds from really nice cherries. I'm hoping that I'll be able to plant these in Hungary, because I'm really not satisfied with the quality of Hungarian cherries. I just remember being 4 or 5 years old and eating myself sick on cherries in a cherry tree. But the cherries that I'm used to in North America are much, much blacker and sweeter and bigger and juicier. So I hope that the seeds that I'm bringing will take hold in New Brijadam and bring about a new revolution in cherryism in Hungary. Hare Krishna.